The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s garage punk radio.
Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
That a moral decay is spreading through our country and our society. This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth.
Well, hi, Phil Gray here with another episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're up to episode 471 and we are returning to obscure global 60s garage rock for this episode, which we got underway with a band called The Detours out of Texas City, Texas. I'd never heard of Texas City. Did a bit of research. I think best known for a phenomenally large explosion that ruined the port and much of the city. Interesting place. Texas City, Texas. The band The Detours. Just 1:45 from this band, we took the B-side called You're the One I Had, released on Galco Records. Interesting thing about The Detours, which you may have picked up, pre-teen members. Cool stuff from The Detours. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. We can see a picture and get some information about this next band on our Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. They are called The Pulsating Heartbeats, out of Anchorage, formed 66, disbanded just a year later, released at 45 on Pace Setters International. The Pulsating Heartbeats. This is called Anne.
Yeah.
Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
Retrospect.
Obscure tracks out of the States, the Pulsating Heartbeats with Anne, followed by The Intruders 5, B-side of a 1966 45 on Grog Records. The track's called I'm Pretending I Don't Know You. The band out of Greenville, Tennessee, pretty obscure 45, did make it onto the Back from the Grave series. So The Intruders 5 with I'm Pretending I Don't Know You, wrapping the set, The Jakes on Patriot Records, 1966, A-side called It's Been Nice, The Jakes out of Baltimore.
Go home and smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Here's a band from Lake Elsinore, California. Just one single as their recording legacy, as with so many bands here on Retrospect, released on Expression label, November 1966, from Byron and the Mortals. This is Do You Believe Me?
Save
I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's interesting. He's got a very good approval rating, and I like that. It's good.
When my daddy went to school in North Georgia in the early 1900s, they did not have all of the facilities that we have in our modern schools. They played games that were simple, like drop the handkerchief. Such is not the case in many present-day classrooms. Many modern teachers think it more necessary to teach sex than the three R's.
Boys and girls, as I have discussed with you many times before, I personally believe that premarital sex is necessary. And now, we will go on to discuss the seven erotic zones of passion in every woman. The first one is,
and they go on to teach worse things.
Who's gonna break? What's at stake? I'm on the brink of madness, complicated mind in rain. Must be saved, brains enslaved, nerves full of holes, complicated mind too strange, unnecessary illness dominates the will, ambient loneliness and time. Searching ahead, shake well, in 2 weeks comes complicated mind. Who's gonna break? At stake, I'm on the brink of madness, complicated mind in range, circles in my head, cannot look ahead, what a groovy feeling, complicated mind is strange, I'm a necessary illness dominates the will. Brilliance, loneliness, and time uncertain head. Shake well in 2 weeks. Those complicated minds.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Say, let me see your ID. Oh no, it's the LCB. Oh no, it's the LCB. I looked up and smiled. Who did I see? 10 or 2 men from the LCB. I was on my way home from a party one night. I guess you could say I was a little bit tight. A flashing red light went a whizzing by. They got me that night for DWI. Oh no. LCB, oh no, it's the LCB. I looked up and smiled. Who did I see? 5 or 3 men from the LCB. Drunk and read the calendar wrong. Oh no, it's the LCB. Oh no, it's the LCB. I looked up and smiled. Who did I see? 5 or 3 men from the LCB.
Four cool tracks out of North America. Byron and the Mortals with Do You Believe Me, followed by The Haunted from Canada. The original lineup of The Haunted, featuring Bob Burgess on vocals, released July 1967. Although it had been recorded in 1966, track called Mona, 45 released on Jet Records. Then from the States, Yesterday's Obsession, 1968, 45 on Pacemaker Records. The band out of Port Arthur and Nederland, Texas. Just one record, barely registered at the time. They certainly sound like they could have been contemporaries of the 13th Floor Elevators, but they were in fact teenagers, several of whom attended the Stephen F. Austin High School in Port Acres. So they went to Houston in January 1968, recorded two tracks. The Fickle, which is the B-side, we had the A-side of that 45, called Complicated Mind from Yesterday's Obsession. Wrapping the set, The Kings on Jocks Records. J-O-X from 1965. A-side of their third 45, all three of them released in 1965, The Kings with It's the LCB. We're heading global straight after this.
The question is this. Do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage before they have had a chance to achieve the economic, educational, and emotional stability necessary for family life? Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals? Or your daughter lured into lesbianism? Do you want either of them to discover how to get sexual gratification by inflicting pain on themselves or by torturing other people? Do you want them to lose all chance of a normal, happy, married life?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Here's a band formed 1965 in Mexico. Strongly focused on British invasion tracks. Part of the first wave of rock and roll sung in Spanish in Mexico. This is the Los Belmonts with El Gonzalo.
El amor que buscarte, se ha marchado, tienes que alcanzarlo, tienes que alcanzarlo. No te enojes ni te aflijas, no lo dejes, tienes que alcanzarlo, tienes que alcanzarlo, tienes que dejar ya de
I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
For idiots.
Retrospect.
Oh,
Country Global Tracks, Los Belmonts Top of the Set. Picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook. Off the Los Belmonts A Go Go LP from 1967. Opening track, El Gonzalo. That LP also tracks from The Beatles and The Yardbirds, demonstrating that British invasion influence. Then out of Sweden, from Gothenburg 1963, The Tages. Hugely successful in Sweden. 13 top 20 singles, but not really any attention outside of Scandinavia. So between 65 and 67, they recorded five LPs, including the one called Extra Extra, one of the first ever psychedelic LPs, The Tages, with Don't Turn Your Back. Then a band out of Germany called The Strings, recorded for A Condor Records. This is a 1965 release called Don't Go, wrapping our set. Appeared on the Lost Illusions Volume 2 Ultimate German Garage Punk 1965 to 1967 compilation. So tracks from Mexico, Sweden and Germany. We go further afield straight after this.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Here's one of the most obscure 60s Spanish acts, hard to explain because they are absolutely fantastic. Out of Valencia, five piece. They were matched up with a tiny Madrid label called Hit, headed from Valencia to Barcelona to record an album under the name of Los Singles, which was a combination of the words singer and cymbal. But they returned with an LP under the new name of Los Pepas. Cool band. You can see them on our Facebook and Instagram. Here we are, Spain's Los Pepas. This track, Por Favor.
it's okay with me. I'll do it for you free. But don't forget the good old shoemaker.
Oh, how times have changed. They're adding so many more things to make our children go astray. Today we have the drive-in theater. Have you considered what goes on down there? It's nothing more than a spawning house for sex. What's shown on the screen is nothing but raw sex and violence. And there's no supervision.
I could not miss all the time about a girl that ain't so fine. Dreaming of this girl's world knocks me on the head at first. Then she splits my mind in two. She kicks my lips in pieces too. I hear it hurts my ears to ring, like a cymbal with six bends. With a thousand stones, with a stick it breaks my bones. So very high, she is the drunk, I don't deny. She let me go right to the block. Then I wake up with a shock.
Here's Retro Spec 60s Garage Punk Show. We're right in the middle of an extended global garage set. We had three in a row. Los Pepas with Por Favor. Then Los Yetis out of Colombia, along with The Speakers, Los Flippers, Los Ampex, some of the big bands out of Colombia in the 1960s. They were together 65 to 69, formed as a vocal trio, Los Yetis, with Mr. Shoemaker wrapping the set. Out of the Netherlands, Q65, garage rock and psychedelic group formed 1965, part of the Niederbeat rock scene, very much into traditional R&B such as Willie Dixon, but also the British Invasion bands, The Stones, The Animals and The Kinks notably. Recorded an LP called Revolution, released by Decca Records. 35,000 sold in the Netherlands. So Q65, I Got Nightmares out of the Netherlands.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectsGaragePunkRadio.
I'm going to fill the rest of the show with tracks out of Italy. Starting off with Dino and iKings. Picture and information up on our social media. So 1961, bunch of school students would get together in a basement of one of their parents and try making some music. Rudimentary guitars and fake drums. Called themselves the Angels, originally focusing on emulating the Shadows and the Ventures. And this is at a time that Verona was nicknamed the Liverpool of Italy. So the Angels band members discovered a 13-year-old kid singing at a neighborhood party, and that was Dino Zambelli. He became the voice of the group. The group became Dino e iKings. They were fond of Beatles covers. And here's an example. Cerca di Capire. You know the tune. It's from 1964 and it's a Beatles cover.
Solo te.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Italian tracks, getting it underway with Dino e Kings with Secca di Capiti. Then we had Glee Uragani from Mestra in Italy, started playing 1963 as The Sharks. Glee Urigani, Con Cala Voce, way cool cover of The Who's I Can't Explain. Wrapping the set, Glee Apostoli from Rome, formed 1965 out of two bands, the Go-Karts and the Four Ribots. Now, Glee Apostoli, two bands from the same area with the same name, but only one was formed out of those two bands, the Go-Karts and the Four Ribots. So Glee Apostoli, Emiglio Chemi Muova, the name of that track. A-side of a 1966 45 RPM single released on Roman Record Company. And that brings us to the end of this week's Retrospect. Thank you for joining me. Hope you have enjoyed the selections this week. And a reminder that all those back episodes are sitting there. You can find them via Apple Podcasts, via Spotify, via Google Podcasts. Just search anywhere for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk. And if you can, subscribe. And if you can, rate or review the show. Those reviews and ratings help the show climb up the charts and get exposed to more people. Right, we're wrapping with an instrumental out of 1963 from a Finnish band called The Blazers. Released on Parlophone, this is the B-side of this 45. It is called Metsäkukkia from Finland's The Blazers. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.